Well, the NASCAR racing season is in high gear, and so is Formula E racing. Formula E cars are sleek and muscular, but they're all electric. As KQED's Craig Miller reports, promoters hope they will redefine motorsports.
Back home again in Indiana.
I admit it, I'm old school. When I was growing up, the Indianapolis 500 was the sporting event I waited for all year, and still is.
Drivers, start your engine!
And let's face it, for generations of race fans, it's not just about the speed and the danger, it's the sound. So it might be hard to imagine that being replaced by this.
It's a whine and a whoosh,
yeah,
and that is a different sound, and I think that's you'll probably need a younger generation to grow up with that.
Steve Page is the CEO of Sonoma Raceway, which has hosted all manner of motor racing. NASCAR still has a stop at Sonoma, but IndyCar just wasn't profitable for the track, so Page gave up on that after last season.
One more lap of Sonoma Raceway.
Page can envision that slot being filled by Formula E, but wonders if they're missing two critical components. One is high-profile drivers, and of course...
That would be noise, yes.
Formula E cars look something like Formula One or Indy cars, though the newest generation look more like the Batmobile than anything else. They top out at more than 170 miles per hour. But can cars that sound like electric drills build the U.S. fan base?
That's the big unknown. I mean, one of the things about motor racing is that visceral appeal, that sense of speed and sound and vibration.
And power.
And power.
But we're not talking golf carts either. Formula E cars go from 0 to 60 in less than 3 seconds. That's competitive with the conventionally powered Formula One cars, considered to be the quickest in racing.
This is a race to the future.
Bob Kowalewski is betting on it. At the Global Climate Summit in San Francisco last fall, he was showing off a sleek white Formula E car from the Mahindra racing team.
That we go to cities around the world, cities that are conscientious about sustainable, renewable, and really what we're doing is promoting EVs.
They build temporary street courses, usually right downtown, pulling in tech-savvy urban millennials to watch the races. There's even a crowdsourcing element called Fan Boost. It gives 5 drivers with the most votes some extra juice for the race.
The demographic is younger. They're more high-tech. You're not going to get a guy who's watching NASCAR to watch Formula E.
Guys like Max Martin, maybe. What do you think of Formula E? Martin is 28 and a race mechanic at Flying Lizard Motorsports, based at Sonoma Raceway. And that's a 10-cylinder Audi he's revving up in the shop.
I still like the raw power of the V10s and the V8s, but it's all racing, so it's all got 4 wheels and a motor. It's all good stuff.
All 5 lights are on, and we go green in Marrakech. Good start from Ben.
Watching Formula E does take some getting used to. Instead of turbo boost and RPM, announcers talk about turning up the kilowatts.
Now they're on a 180 kilowatt lap, a race power mode lap, and then they'll turn it up to 200.
Major automakers are getting on board. Audi, Mercedes, and Nissan are there, and Ford just announced it's eyeballing Formula E for the near future. The technology developed for the track will quickly find its way into EVs in dealer showrooms. But with just one U.S. stop on the circuit, New York in July, how fast will it find its way onto more American race courses? I mean, drivers, throw your switches? For here and now, I'm Craig Miller in San Francisco.